All right, your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats started this game on offense after losing the coin toss, and Tulane chose to defer, and the Cats started from their own 25-yard line. But new quarterback Preston Stone was intercepted by Tulane's Jaheim Johnson, who returned it near midfield. In fact, the 48-yard line, that's where Tulane went on offense, and they would go 52 yards in seven plays, and they capped the drive through the air. First down and goal to go for Tulane. They'll operate from the eye. Retzloff under center. Fakes the handoff. Rolling right. Being chased by Hubbard. Throws to the back of the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Justin Reed, junior tight end, hauls it in on the back line of the end zone on the bootleg pass from the quarterback Retzloff. And Tulane breaks on top after the turnover with 10:27 to go into the first. It's 6-0. So 7-0 Tulane. The Wildcats then went 3-and-out, but Tulane also went 3-and-out. The Cats then put a scoring drive together, and they would get into field goal range for Luke Akers. This will be a 22-yard field goal try for Luke Akers from the left hash. Angle to the right to get the Cats on the board. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Akers. It is up. It is good. And the Wildcats have their first points of 2025 to cap a 69-yard drive.
Time on the field.
And we have a timeout with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. The score now, Tulane 7, Northwestern 3. Those 69 yards in 13 plays, a 7.5-minute scoring drive for the Wildcats to make it 7-3. But Tulane quickly answered. A 33-yard pass from Retzloff to Justin Reed again got the ball down to the 11. From there, the Cats' defense stiffened. They forced a field goal try. Durkin good from 22 yards out to make it 10-3 in favor of Tulane. Wildcats starting from their own 25. And on the second play, Stone would be intercepted for the second time of the game, this time by Kevin Adams at the Northwestern 41-yard line, giving Tulane good field position again. And this time they would go 18 yards in 11 plays. They were hurt by a sack and went backwards. A 4th-and-8 at the Northwestern 39. They converted that, but then the drive stalled. Durkin connected from 41 yards out, and it was 13-3. Cats then appeared to be on the drive from their own 25. They took it into Tulane territory, but Stone was intercepted for the third time by Javion White of Tulane, giving Tulane the ball back at their own 13-yard line. They would cover those 87 yards in just two plays. They had 1:52 of the clock when the drive began. First down from the 31-yard line, and here's Retzloff. Short drop, he'll take off and run, and Retzloff, 40, 45, 50. Got running room to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 69 yards for Jake Retzloff. That is a backbreaker, even though it's still the first half. But 1 second, you're deep in their territory. The next second, you let their quarterback run up the middle for a touchdown, and it is 19-3 in favor of the Green Wave. So it was 20-3 at halftime. Retzloff would run for 34 yards on the last play of the half, down to the Northwestern 16. Third quarter, Tulane started with the ball, and they would drive 62 yards in 16 plays, but the big number, 7:38. 7 minutes and 38 seconds on the drive. Durkin, a 31-yard field goal with 7:22 left in the third quarter to make it 23-3. The Wildcats would turn it over on downs the next two times they had the ball. Into the fourth quarter of play, Cats were driving, but Stone was intercepted for yet the fourth time in this game, and later the Cats would cough it up with a fumble late in the game, and so They were kept out of the end zone today. They were kept off the scoreboard except for the one field goal. 23-3 was your final score.